In part one of our two-part series on connecting Google BigQuery with Salesforce Data Cloud, we explain how to share data from BigQuery to Data Cloud, data in. In this post, we'll show you how to share data from Data Cloud to Google BigQuery, data out. We'll use Data Cloud zero-copy integration capabilities for seamless, bidirectional data sharing that does not rely on an exact, transform, and load, ETL, process. A diagram showing the ingress/egress patterns available with the BILE functionality with Data Cloud. What is Google BigQuery? Google BigQuery is a fully managed, serverless data warehouse that enables scalable analysis across petabytes of data. It is a part of the Google Cloud platform, providing a powerful SQL engine to run fast queries against large datasets. Developers use BigQuery to perform big data analytics, harnessing Google's infrastructure to analyze data in real time. They can also integrate BigQuery with other Google Cloud services or third-party tools to ingest, store, and visualize data. Data sharing using zero-copy data share. As part of the zero-copy data sharing capability, we introduce the concept of data sharing, which allows users to assemble a set of data objects from Salesforce Data Cloud and link them with Google BigQuery as the data sharing target. After linking the data share objects with their respective targets, a connection is forged between Salesforce and BigQuery via Analytics Hub. This allows the objects to be natively presented as tables or views within the BigQuery console. After establishing data sharing in Salesforce Data Cloud and connecting it to Google BigQuery, the integration enables almost instantaneous access to the objects, ensuring that BigQuery displays the most current data. Specifically, if the data is in Salesforce Data Cloud, it can reside there because now Salesforce Data Cloud can serve as the host of a supplemental and rich unified dataset for analysis to be done in BigQuery. Using Data Cloud's no-code and low-code tools, you can create a data share target, link the data share objects with Google BigQuery to generate BI visualizations, build ML models using the Google Vertex AI platform, and consume the data for downstream processing. Diagram showing how Bring Your Own Lake works with Data Cloud. Create the data share target. First, a data share target will need to be created. A data share target can be created by navigating to the Data Share Target tab in the Data Cloud application, then clicking New. Next, select Google BigQuery. Image of new data share target creation screen with Google BigQuery selected. Next, enter a name for data share target in the label field. The API name will be automatically populated. Next, enter the principal that you want to use to make the connection. The principal entered should be in the form of an email address. Make sure that the principal has BigQuery permissions. Image of new data share target screen with label, API name, Google Cloud principal, and type fields. The page will redirect to a sign-in page, like the one shown below. Choose the account you want to use. Image of a screen asking to choose an account. The page will redirect to another page. Click Continue. Image of a sign-in screen with Cancel and Continue buttons. The connection between Salesforce Data Cloud and Google BigQuery is successful when the data share target status is active and the authentication status is successful. Image of Google BigQuery integration data share target with data share target name, status, created by, created date, connection type, Google Cloud principal, type, and authentication status fields. Create the data share. Navigate to the Data Shares tab and click New. Enter a name for the data share in the label field. Select a data space to associate the data share to. Enter an optional description. Image of new data share creation page with fields for label, name, data space, and description. Select the objects that you want to share. There is the option to share either data lake objects, data model objects, or calculated insights. We'll start by sharing three data model objects within the profile category, Unified Individual, Unified Contact Point Phone, and Unified Contact Point Email. Click Save. Image showing a new data share table with data model objects as the selected table and rows of data model object names. Click Link/Unlink Data Share Target in the top right corner to link the data share target that was created earlier. Image of Google BigQuery shared data share with a red box around Link/Unlink Data Share Target. Choose the data share target to link and click Save. This is where the power of Salesforce Data Cloud will be evident. Once the data share object is linked with a Google BigQuery user or a group, the objects within that category will appear with minimal latency in BigQuery. Image of link or unlinked data share target table with a list of the available data share targets. View objects in BigQuery. In BigQuery, navigate to Analytics Hub. Image of Google BigQuery homepage. In Analytics Hub, click Search Listings. Image of Analytics Hub with buttons for Create Exchange, Create Cleanroom, and Search Listings. Locate the data share from Salesforce Data Cloud and click it. Image of Salesforce Data Cloud data share in Analytics Hub. Click plus add dataset to project to add the data model objects to BigQuery. Image of Salesforce Data Cloud data share with a button for plus add dataset to project. In the Explorer tab of BigQuery, you should see your data share from Salesforce Data Cloud and the data model objects. Image of BigQuery Studio Explorer tab with the data share expanded and data model objects listed. To query a data model object in BigQuery, click the three vertical dots next to the data model object and select Query. This will open a new window. Image of Explorer console with a red box around three vertical dots beside the unified individual data model object. You can add the fields that you wish to query and click Run. In the below example, we are getting ID, first name, last name, and email from the unified individual data model object. After you click Run, the results will show under Query Results. You can then use this data with BigQuery's functionality like creating data sets, tables, and downloadable files with the data. Image of a query and query results in BigQuery. Conclusion. The seamless integration of Google BigQuery with Data Cloud using the zero-copy strategy represents a monumental shift from ETL for developers. By effectively breaking down data silos, this approach not only streamlines the aggregation and analysis of diverse data types but also significantly enhances the ability to deliver personalized customer experiences. Be sure to read part one of our series on Google BigQuery and Data Cloud, where we focus on sharing data from BigQuery to Salesforce, data in. Explore our new partnership page to discover more about the collaboration between Salesforce and Google. Further resources. Salesforce and Google announcement. Spring 24 release notes on Bile Data Share. Trailhead module, Get to Know Data Cloud, Quick Look. Trailhead module, Bile Data Shares in Data Cloud, Quick Look. About the authors. Danielle Laregui is a senior developer advocate at Salesforce focusing on the Data Cloud platform. She enjoys learning about cloud technologies, speaking at and attending tech conferences, and engaging with technical communities. You can follow her on X Twitter. Gina Nichols is a director on the Salesforce Data Cloud product team. She has a background as an architect working with some of Salesforce's enterprise customers in the MarTech space. She is also a co-author of the award-winning Transform the Consumer Experience Customer 360 Guide, which won an award of merit at the STC Chicago competition. You can follow her on LinkedIn.